In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of God's Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. This Christmas Eve is special. Little Christmas trivia for you that you can take to dinner tomorrow. Today is the 200th anniversary of the carol Silent Night. It was 200 years ago this Christmas that the little church in Austria had no organ which could play. They had a guitar. The priest, or maybe it was the organist, I can't remember which, but one of them played the guitar, and they said, well, we can figure this out. We don't have an organ. It's gone kaput. The story varies whether it was the flooding that had been happening or if the church mice had gotten into it and messed with it. But anyway, the organ didn't work. And so they said, well, we've got guitar and we've got candlelight. And I wrote this poem 2 years ago. Let's see if we can set it to music and we can use that. And just maybe, the baby Christ child will be worshipped just the same. Having been here for a little over a year now, having been through a whole church year cycle in the pastor job, I can only imagine what was going through his mind, right? It's 2 weeks before Christmas. It's 1818, but it's 2 weeks before Christmas. And oh gosh, the organ doesn't work. Vey, what are we going to do? 2 weeks before Christmas, and the organ's on the fritz. Doesn't do much to say about the Prince of Peace, does it? Worshipping the Prince of Peace and the panic that the organ doesn't work, which I have to assume is like the panic that I don't have all the Christmas presents wrapped yet. Has to be a bit like the panic, oh Lord, is anyone going to show up for dinner tomorrow night? Has to be a little bit like the panic, hey Mary, you're not married, but guess what? You're going to have a kid. We sing Silent Night, Holy Night, all is calm, all is bright. But we read about the angels who came and scared the holy living whatever out of the shepherds. Here they are, the shepherds out in the field tending their sheep. It's dark, it's nighttime, the sheep are going baa, baa, baa. There weren't city lights back then, so there wasn't light pollution like we have in town. You didn't see the lights from Saginaw off in the distance. It was dark. Bright lights. Boom! Host of heavenly beings shining and singing and going, hey, don't be afraid. Well, who are you telling that to be afraid? Heavenly hosts going, glory to God in the highest heaven and on earth, peace among those whom he favors. There's a baby! And you should go find him laying in the manger because it's Christ the Lord and he's been born for you. It's the Son of God. It was not a silent night. Mary and Joseph got to skedaddle to Bethlehem because somebody said, well, you got to be counted, so here we go. They didn't have a minivan to get up there to Bethlehem. That was a donkey. That's a long journey to get to Bethlehem from where they were on a donkey, and she's pregnant. They get to Bethlehem, and everybody and their brother is in Bethlehem, and there's no room. Not an empty bed. All of the no vacancy lights are lit. Not that they had them, but there they are. And finally somebody says, well, it's not much and it doesn't have much furniture, but I got a barn you can stay in. I mean, at least it's warm and it's out of the elements. And you look like you'd like to get off that donkey. They're in the manger and they've been on a long trip on the back of a donkey and Joseph walking alongside. I don't like to walk the mile from my house down here. I can only imagine the trek he was on. they walked and they got there, and all of a sudden, whoop, it's go time. It wasn't a silent night. The truth, though, is that Christ was not born into a silent world. He came into a world of chaos and noise and persecution and earthly rulers who thought they knew best, who probably really didn't. He came not to be the typical baby. I love the joke that runs around that if it had been three wise women, they would have brought diapers and casseroles and would have cleaned the stable and would have showed up on time and all this stuff. But that's not what it was about. It's not, Jesus was not born for that purpose. We think about the chaos of then, and we think about the chaos of today. And how hard it is in today's world with everything going on, how hard it is to hold on to the hope and the peace and the joy and the love. We think about how hard it is, and we have a hard time wrapping our brain around joy to the world. The good news of this evening, the good news that comes every Christmas, and that we should hold on to every day, every night, every waking hour, is that he came to bring hope and to bring peace and to remind us of the joy and to show us just how loved we are. I love it when it says, the darkness couldn't overcome the light. We walk in a world of darkness. We walk in a world of darkness. Why? Because people like you and I are afraid to own the baby in the manger. Because when the darkness threatens to overcome, we forget that we carry the light inside of us. Because when faced with the despair and the chaos and the sadness and the hatred and the apathy, we forget the one born in the manger to bring us hope and peace and joy and love. One of our neighbor churches up north on State Road, on their church sign, it says, "What's on God's Christmas list this year?" I imagine it looks something like this. I want my people to know I love them. I want my people to know that I hurt when they hurt and I rejoice when they rejoice. I want my people to know that the baby born in the manger who grew to be the man on the cross who raised from the dead 3 days later, I want them to know that he's there. I want them to remember who they are and whose they are, that they belong to me, that they were created in my image. If I could look at God's Christmas list, I would imagine that it would say, I want my people to remember they carry the light inside them and to not hide it under a bushel and not to let anybody it out, but to stick it right out there front and center for everybody to see. The baby who we've been waiting for is here. He's always been here. He's in you, and you, and you, and you, and you, and you, and you. He's in me. He's with us together. It's Christmas. It's that wonderful, wonderful night when the magic happens. When the miracle of all of the chaos in the scripture readings, of Mary going to Bethlehem and the shepherds out in the fields and the angels coming to find him and everybody trekking to Bethlehem and finding that child. The miracle that the shepherds' eyes were opened enough to do what they'd been called to do. The miracle that Mary had the strength to say, "Here am I, the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word." I think we owe it to our Creator and our Savior to say that too. "Here am I, the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word." Merry Christmas. Amen.